This is John Jacob Schmidt with a special report coming at you from Radio Free Readout. I've been in contact with Stuart Rhodes. Right now, it is 20:03 hours and 8:03 p.m. In the Pacific time zone on the 25th of April, coming in from the camp where credible intelligence sources have said that, as incredible as it sounds, because of some Oath Keepers who have contacts in the Department of Defense, are reporting that earlier this afternoon, as of a few hours ago, we had a report that Attorney General Eric Holder had approved what are called hot drone strikes on the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Now, as far as we know, there has not been any follow-up with those threats. I've spent time with Stuart, and we've discussed this at length, along with some of his intelligence personnel. We're trying to get Stuart on the line right now, and he is tied up in meetings, but we are hoping to avert this. They are saying that the threat is so credible, the source is so credible, that as amazing as it seems, that our own government at this point has escalated things to the point where a drone strike could be possible. The people on the ground are concerned enough, and those who are able to vet this information and the source are wanting to err on the side of caution, take precautionary measures, and get this out, hopefully with a media blitz through alternative media among the Patriot community to spread the word. I'm going to try to get a hold of Stuart Rhodes one more time. We'll just keep trying him until we get through. I was on the phone with him. I've been on the phone with him off and on for all afternoon and evening.
Jacob, we got Mac on the phone.
Okay. All right, Stuart, this is John Jacob here. We want to get some updates. We're hearing some intelligence that apparently is highly credible and vetted source that from within the Department of Defense or Department of Justice.
Well, Here's how I'd characterize it. It's a person that presented as very credible when I had a retired intelligence officer go and speak with him. That is the person. It's not the person who is the actual source. The actual source is inside the DOD. It's the person inside the DOD contacted this veteran who then contacted us. And then I had my intelligence officer, Oath Keeper vet, go and meet him face to face. So he at least presents as credible. He believes what he is telling us could be he's being fed erroneous information to get us all wound up. That could be the case.
Yes.
But given the threat and also given the fact that he presents, well, if it's the other way and it's actually legit information, it's wiser in the balance. And so we went ahead and put it out as a way to forestall or try to forestall it being actually done.
Okay, so now what is the threat that we, as we know it so far?
The phone call, we got on a phone call, who I then had vetted in person. He said that his source in the DOD told him that Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, had authorized a drone strike, a hot drone strike, on the Bundy Ranch, targeting all people at the ranch, including the Bundy's personal residence. This is what he said. Mm. And that Eric Holder felt justified in doing so because of Harry Reid's comments that the people on the ranch, supporters of Bundy, are domestic terrorists. The Bundy and the supporters are domestic terrorists.
Okay. So, right now, as we do this interview, it is 8:12 p.m., Pacific time zone on the 25th of April. Here we are in the evening. What is our time? Is there a time frame and expected?
Yes, he said that the source told him it would be within the next 48 hours. So either tonight, and you get undercover darkness, either tonight or tomorrow night. Now, the point of putting this out is to try to prevent it from happening. And of course, we're taking a risk of credibility by doing this, but given the threat to life, we felt, basically honor-bound to let people know. So folks out there know they're going to make a choice whether they want to stay on that ranch or not.
Yeah.
Our advice to them is to get off the X. So even the guys who are pulling guard, they can still pull guard, but they don't have to sit in a big clump in the middle of the clearing.
Exactly.
Okay. So they can go out to the perimeter. They can go on patrol, et cetera. So now, that's what I think they should do.
And obviously, and they're talking about using drones with we're talking about an airstrike from a drone on U.S. soil. And
yes, that's correct.
Okay. Did they indicate what type of ordnance at all, if any?
Well, no, but the guy said that it would be intended to take out all personnel and destroy all evidence, including any video cameras. The only thing they can do that would be like Hellfire missiles. So I mean, sure. he didn't mention particular ordnance, but he said it'd be a strike against to take out all personnel, all people on the site, and destroy any evidence. So.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Now, was there any indication at all about a follow-up operation or a follow-on assault after a strike?
Excuse me?
Is there any mention at all about a follow-on
element? No, he didn't say that. And okay. I think it's important to have to let Mac talk now about what he saw when he went and met with the guy.
Okay, thanks, Stuart. Appreciate it. Okay, this is John Jacob with Radio Free Readout. We're just doing some follow-up on some what appears to be very credible, high-level information that is coming, authorizing where Eric Holder apparently is authorized within the Department of Justice in cooperation with the Department of Defense, an armed drone strike on the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Sometime within the next 48 hours, right now, and of course, this is 4 hours old. So sometime in the next 44 hours, right now it is 8:15 in the Pacific time zone on the 25th of April. We have
it could be complete garbage. We don't know.
Yes, but, absolutely.
Know, our concern is that because of the risk of loss of life, so we did what we could do. I could have our retired intelligence officer go and meet him in person, so I did that. And he came back with the report that this guy appears to be telling the truth as he sees it. Okay. So at least he believes the information is correct. So like I said, it could be he's being fed information that's erroneous just to get us all wound up.
Okay, but so then what you're doing and what we are doing all collectively is showing due diligence and error on the side of safety.
Right.
Okay, and now you've got a retired intelligence officer, Mac. He's there with you, correct?
He's on the phone.
Mac?
I'm here on the phone.
Oh, super. Okay, there we go. Now, Mac, what was your impression of this gentleman who gave us, that conveyed this information to us from the source?
Yeah, well, and to reiterate, I was there to get a sense, in-person gut sense of who this informant was, and to assess what level of credibility he might display. I did not in any way completely vet him. That was impossible, nor vet his source. So I just basically used things that we pick up interrogation training and so forth, looking for body language, having him recount the story. We swapped a few war stories as military veterans,
mm-hmm.
and spoke about a couple of specific units that only people that have had any personal dealings with those units would know anything about. And he struck me as completely credible. He was not lying. He was telling me the story he believed to be true. But the vetting, a further vetting of the informant and, more importantly, the source in Washington are indispensable to breaking the story wide open if it's credible and true.
As far as you know, is this source the only source that has come forward with this, disclosing this potential strike?
Yeah, I say the informant contacted Oathkeepers and spoke with Stuart. Stuart simply asked me to meet him to make sure to rule out a kook in action or someone who in no way displayed any connection with the military or prior service. And that's what I did.
Okay, and then from the discussion with him, was this the only thing that was discussed was a drone strike? Was there any other discussion of any other peripheral operations, any other targets mentioned?
No.
Okay.
No, and I can always call him back and ask if he never mentioned anything like that. Did he mention anything like that to you, Mac?
He merely iterated that the intent of the mission was to kill everybody in the designated attack zone and to sanitize the area to ensure that there would be no video or audio evidence of the attack.
Okay, so if they're going to sanitize the area, that would imply that they have to have a follow-on team to go on to the premises.
Correct.
I mean, that's what I would, you know, that's what it implies to me. So have you guys seen any indication of ground support elements in that area, Stuart?
The only sighting we had was a northbound, north of Mesquite, sighting of flatbeds with several APCs and a couple of Abrams tanks, but they were going northbound.
Yeah, and so that's normal for that area.
But that was the only thing we've seen as far as military equipment in the area.
Okay, back to Mac. Did this source indicate at all, or the person relaying the information, indicate where these strikes would be, where they would originate from?
No, he did not. It was basically what Stuart said, the attacks would occur at night to raise the difficulty of filming the event.
Hmm.
But as you indicated, and based on my military career, if you have an operation at night, the intent is to take everyone by surprise and at least expect it, typically an early morning hour. And I would speculate, the source or informant did not say this, but I agree with you that they would probably have a follow-on ground team going in to make sure that there, in fact, were no cameras in the air.
Who would be heading up this operation? Is this a Department of Justice or a Department of Defense? Got some really strong wind there. Somebody.
Stand by. I'm getting in my vehicle here.
Okay.
It's very windy here. Okay.
Mac.
I mean, this is an important point. We talked to other folks we have contacts with high security clearances. And they said, DOD doesn't take orders from DOJ. And that's not what we're saying. It wouldn't be that Eric Holder is ordered. He said it's authorized.
Yes.
And in the past, the DOJ has authorized, through written opinions, legal opinions, memorandum, that say, yes, you can and can't do something. So they have in fact, for example, issued memorandums on torture, the famous torture memos
sure.
that were written by Jay Bybee and Sean Yu. So this is what we're concerned about, is that that's what they mean by Eric Holder is authorized.
Okay, so basically they're giving the legal opinion that any drone strike related to the Bundy Ranch would be legally justified because of NAADA. Okay, so did our source indicate at all who would be carrying out or what jurisdiction this operation would fall under? Who would be heading it up? Did he mention anything about that?
Well, if you're looking at the use of the NDAA, for example, and the use of the laws of war on American, it could be that they would say this is a military operation. And John Yoo wrote memos while he was working for the DOJ back then during the Bush years, articulated a legal basis for using military rules of engagement, military force, under the laws of war domestically.
Yes.
on U.S. citizens. And so that it might be what they're doing. It might be that, and especially now, as far as the legal side of it goes, they've laid the groundwork already in the structure with the application of laws of war domestically inside the United States.
Okay.
By saying that, hey, citizenship's irrelevant. You're an enemy combatant under the laws of war.
Okay, but we got two different things here that we need to get to the bottom of. First of all, they're making the case legally to pave the way to say, yes, you have the blessing legally to pull this off. Okay, that's completely different.
This is what they've already done in the law, like the NDAA itself.
All right.
They've already laid the legal basis. That's not speculation. That's been done.
Okay, I understand that. But see, now we have a specific target, a specific operation, where a location and the means is all authorized. This is more than just... sounds like a targeted operation.
Potentially
a targeted operation. Right. This goes beyond above and beyond blessing. This sounds like an operation that is underway, at least in the advanced planning stages, with specific American citizens and American soil designated as a target. That's what's concerning.
Well, that's what the report, that's what the tip said.
Right.
You know, we'll find out.
if we make this go far and wide, it could be just enough for them to back down and say nothing to see here.
In which case, everyone will scream and yell that we were wrong and put out false information. But hey, I'm not going to have people die on my watch who are looking to me for leadership. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I have to do to keep them safe.
Well, you want to err on the side of not being negligent.
I'm erring on the side of caution for my guys.
Yeah.
And so when we had already planned on the Oath Keepers who are there deploying out as scouts, it's I saw the deficiency there and have them out. We already planned on doing that.
Right.
However, so our guys are already going to be pulling up and down the freeways and et cetera on scouts. But I think they should also get everybody else that's there, at least not have them all clustered in one group. They should spread them out and take them out to the periphery.
If this is true, there is a plan underway to specifically target the Bundy Ranch with a drone strike. If this informant is telling the truth.
Right. If he was given the truth, and you know, he presented as being very credible to Mac, and I trust his judgment, and he also presented as credible to me. But it's entirely possible he was fed a bunch of baloney just to get us all wound up.
It is.
But what do you do? It's a double-edged sword when you're giving stuff like this. You got to do something about it. You can't just sit around and ignore it.
You can't. It's negligent if you do. And the interrogator in me wants to dig deep. There's so many unanswered questions. It's driving me absolutely wild right now.
In fact, I could ask Mac a question. As a former combat commander, what would you do if you were told that your position has been targeted like this?
It's because there was no insufficient time to totally validate the threat. You have to presume that there is truthful, and you have to take precautionary measures. Otherwise, you're putting people in harm's way for no reason whatsoever.
Right. And this is an ongoing process, like you said, Mac. I mean, if you hear of a bomb threat at a school, you clear out the school, and then you go to find out if the information's true. You don't let the kids sit in school while you go see if the information's... So, I mean, of course, this is due diligence, and these are reasonable measures based on what seems to be a credible source for information on a pending strike. So, okay, well, we have definitely tons of more stuff to follow up on, but we want to get this out to the people right now and make it go viral, because if this is something that's underway, we want to put it, if we can put the brakes on it right now and throw a stick in their spokes by informing people in advance, this is another victory for the Patriots.
What we're doing out at the ranch is we're contacting all the media that are out here and making sure that they have cameras going and their eyes on. So if they're going to do this, then you know, utilize the media to film it, even from a distance.
Absolutely.
That way they can't get rid of all the evidence. And we are, at the moment, purchasing some streaming cameras to set up live streaming so we can have constant coverage in case they do something like this.
There's the deterrent right there, Stuart, because that way they can't say, oh, it was a militia guy building a bomb and it prematurely went off. They can't do
– right.
They got to drop so many hellfires to take out all the cameras and people, then it becomes totally uncredible that this was a isolated, you know, incident. So,
Exactly.
Good job, guys.
So
keep up the great work.
We don't want folks to put themselves at risk, but if anybody can do live streaming and wants to do it from a distance, and the more cameras rolling, the better, from a safe distance.
Okay, and I'll be working with Jim from Northwest Liberty News, because I know that they're working on live streaming technology. All that stuff's being put together right now. So we'll have that on.
Scrambling around right now, getting everything you need to do it.
Nice. Okay, listeners can go to Northwest Liberty News for updates. And, of course, we'll always be keeping Radio Free Readout updated. Stuart, thank you so much. And, Mac, you too. And God bless you guys for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. God be with you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something. You're listening to a special presentation featuring John Jacob Schmidt, brought to you exclusively by Radio Free Readout.